The soprano Renata Tubaldi, one of the most beloved opera singers of all time, died in the Republic of San Marino, where she had a home. Miss Tubaldi, who had been in failing health for several months, was 82. Renata Tubaldi was born on February 1, 1922, in Pesaro, Italy. Her father, Teobaldo Tubaldi, was a wounded soldier from the First World War. He married Giuseppina Barbieri, a gifted singer who had wanted a musical career but became a nurse. 6 years younger than his wife, Teobaldo was restless and unfaithful. The marriage fell apart when Renata, their only child, was 3. Giuseppina brought the little girl back to her hometown. When Miss Tubaldi's career began, her mother traveled with her constantly until, at 68, she died in New York in 1957. Miss Tubaldi met her father several times over the years, but they never fully reconciled. At first as a child, Miss Tubaldi was drawn to the piano. When she was 17, her piano teacher persuaded her to study voice with Ettore Campagalliani, who would later recall her as a conscientious, perceptive student with a passion for music, who kept a certain distance between herself and others. Later the renowned Carmen Mullis became her most important teacher. Though a dedicated artist, she was reluctant to challenge herself. She avoided singing in any language other than Italian. One night at the Metropolitan Opera, after a deeply affecting and vocally exquisite performance, the audience kept her coming back for so many curtain calls that she finally appeared wearing her coat around her costume, to signal that she needed to go home. When she retired in 1976, she was only 54.